I'm Rachel Otwell. This is NPR Illinois. Coming up this Thursday, I have a story looking at Black Lives Matter and the impact the movement has had in the state. One of the people I spoke with is Evelyn Reynolds. She's a professor for Parkland College in Champaign and heads a chapter of Black Lives Matter there. The group has focused on youth outreach and took on the county board in hopes of them approving the creation of a racial justice task force, which ultimately happened. Reynolds joins me to talk more about the efforts of Black Lives Matter in Central Illinois.
We are the 27th chapter of Black Lives Matter in the country. And so basically we spent the first month just kind of studying organizational structure, who would do what and what exactly this chapter was going to look like, because we had, relative freedom outside of the guiding principles, they called them, from the national organization. We were pretty much free to kind of do as we please, as far as our work, do things that were kind of relevant to our local community. And so we met for a good month. We met every week for several hours, just planning kind of an organizational structure. So we have a chapter council, which is basically our leadership group that includes representation from both of the academic institutions in town to community representatives who aren't associated with academic institutions, student group, and we decided to set up committees as well. And so the chairs of those committees are also on the chapter council. So currently we started off with like six committees, and over time we've kind of narrowed things down, and we've learned from some things over the short time that we've been working.
And so what about Black Lives Matter in particular made you want to start a chapter?
Well, one thing that I noticed as I became a part of some other community groups is that there'd be Black members coming in and out. No one would really stay. And so many of these meetings, I'd be the only Black person there. And it was just really frustrating. I always wondered, okay, why are the Black people staying in these groups? Like, is there some sort of need or interest that's not being met, within these different groups for these Black individuals? Like, what's going on? And so I felt like there was kind of a noticeable gap in our community as far as like a particular group that focused on Black issues and the interests of Black people and just kind of had that specific focus. And so I think that our chapter has provided that need for our community. And it's shown to do just that, because we've been able to gather a lot of Black members and they've stuck around and participated, and they're coming from, academic institutions and just general kind of community members and younger people and middle-aged and older people. So they're really the span of the Black community. We've been able to gather a lot of those folks and actually get them mobilized and get them, actually doing something and work that they care the most about, or work that it impacts their lives the most.
Is all the work that you guys have been doing aimed at police?
No. And so with each chapter, we just kind of assess local issues in our specific community. So issues with the police are significant in this community, but more significant, and this is the police that are involved in this as well, is issues with the county jail and the racial disparities within the county jail, which are pretty significant. And also just issues with money bail and things like that, and traffic stops, and all those are really significant racial issues in our community. And there's all sorts of local research groups that have documented, the numerous kind of racial disparities in all those areas. So that's been a lot of our focus there. But we're also looking at schools and equity and inclusion in schools as far as Black students, because we see that they're expelled more, suspended more, dismissed from class more than other students in our local school districts, K-12. And then there's all these issues also with the university in our town, the University of Illinois. Obviously the Black students have mobilized there, and there's been several protests in that regard. So we are interested in kind of the student experience. The jail campaign is huge, and just kind of connecting with the youth in our community. We started to volunteer at the Douglas Community Center, and so we go each month and just kind of talk to the K-5 fifth grade group and the 6th-11th grade group. We talk with them, kind of ask them about their experiences and, kind of like self-identity sort of assessments, and we do activities with them. And we have like a hip-hop workshop planned. We have a couple of musicians in our group that we're working on that. And just kind of, ways of trying to empower the youth and to provide kind of positive images for them so that they have positive images of themselves and to elevate their consciousness and also embed in them the belief that they can do whatever they want, be whatever they want, and it's okay to be black and it's okay to have hair that's different from the majority and like all those little things that we think are really vital. So we've been kind of focusing a lot on that as well.
And so have you guys run up against any criticisms or people who are not happy with you guys being in Champaign?
Well, I think it's been kind of interesting. So this is a pretty small, you know, community compared to some larger cities and things like that where some of the other chapters are. So one of the difficulties that we've had is just mobilizing people. And since this is a large student population in this town, there's a lot of kind of transitory folks. So someone will, you know, be here for a semester and then they're gone. And so it's been difficult kind of keeping hold of some of our members and people that have been involved. But another issue that we've had is there are a few other black groups, organizations in our community. And I think at first there was a little bit of a risk with us kind of being new to the scene and getting a lot of attention because of the national recognition of Black Lives Matter. I think there was some feelings of, you know, kind of new kids on the block and, you know, they should consult with us and they haven't. And, you know, so I think there was actually a little bit of tension between our group and some other black organizations. But I'm happy to say that in the last couple of months, I think we've been able to work through those issues and we've met and tried to figure out ways that we could connect and work together since our work is related, obviously. So those have been a couple of the issues that we've come up against. And there's been criticism, you know, in newspapers for different things that we've done, especially the county board demonstrations that got really heated. And so there was a lot of, you know, comments and a lot of disruption in those demonstrations. So the local newspaper was pretty critical in a lot of the articles, and there was some misinformation and things like that. But overall, there's been a general acceptance of our work and a lot of interest and support.
So, you know, one of the main criticisms is that Black Lives Matter and similar groups are not goal-oriented, that they don't have demands. What do you have to say to those sorts of criticisms?
Yeah, and I think that's just, it's really a myth that's been perpetuated because actually we're very organized and very principled when we demonstrate. You know, we get together and we say, okay, this is the issue. This is what we intend to do here. Here are our expected outcomes. And we were very clear with the county board. We actually created our own proposal for a racial justice task force to build programs, not jails group did, which I was a part of. And I led that group that created that proposal. And so we had a proposal, we had our expected outcomes and, you know, and all those things laid out for them. So we were very, you know, detailed in what we wanted and what our expectations were. So I don't think that we were, you know, that we just went in there kind of just wanting to cause trouble. We were very directed in what we were doing. But I think you're right that a lot of people feel like we're just wanting to make noise and get attention or something. That's not the case at all. We don't enjoy having to do this sort of thing. And early on, we sat down and we said, okay, we're not going to just protest for the sake of protesting. You know, we need to have goals in mind of what exactly we want to do and what the best way of going about that is, because a demonstration where you hold signs and interrupt, you know, someone at a county board meeting isn't always the best method, you know, depending on the situation. So we do kind of measure, you know, what the best method would be before we do anything. So as far as our chapter, and I really think that all the other chapters of Black Lives Matter around the country do the same thing because we communicate with them as well, the other chapters. You know, we all have our goals in mind and our intentions, and we send, you know, emails and letters, and we call and we meet with stakeholders. We do all of those things. So it's totally not misdirected.
That was Evelyn Reynolds, who heads the Champaign chapter of Black Lives Matter. I'm Rachel Otwell. Stay tuned for more on that, including an in-depth report for Illinois Issues, which comes out Thursday. Find all our stories and interviews at wuis.org.